Roger, this is Ethan with Australian Scapes. Just doing a follow-up call. I have spoken to you last week. I'm calling with Australian Scapes, and we just had an idea regarding saving your club members anywhere from 40% to 60% of your weight trips. You were busy last week. Do you have any 7 to 10 minutes in hand at the moment?
Yeah, I could do. I'll just go where I can get better reception.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, Mr. Roger, we're currently setting up Provis Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. And this is actually recognized by the head office. You can verify with Monica from marketing. And my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll then send some information to you to show others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes, not unless you have questions. And we're all about affordability and simplicity, Mr. Roger. The idea, as I've mentioned, is to save your clubs anywhere from 40 to 60% from their way trips and day tours. Members are currently paying very high rate for the travel plans. And we've done a few comparisons. Trade Travel has one, just to mention. One of their trips is for 6 days from Fraser Coast to Hervey Bay, charging over $2,400 per person. And we could do the same exact trip for $800 per person. Similar experience, all top quality, and ours is much more independent and affordable style. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Roger. Well, Mr. Roger, when your club members are considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trip or long trips or day trips?
Perhaps day trips, but they're not very interested in going anywhere at the moment, actually.
All right.
But it'd probably just be day trips, I think.
Okay, we'll definitely be able to save you on those trips as well. Looking at this year, Mr. Roger, do you have any trips planned out at all?
At the moment, we don't, no.
Okay. Well, approximately how many members do you have that usually travels or like getting away occasionally?
Oh...
20. Oh, perfect. Well, are there any places you remember have shown interest in visiting in the future, Ms. Roger?
Not at the moment. We have a person who normally looks after that sort of thing. He trawls through different choices and puts it up to the members and asks them what they're interested in. I'm not sure of his latest list on that, but as far as I know, there's nothing actually planned at the moment for some time ahead anyway. So I just don't know exactly what's happening as far as that goes at the moment.
Okay, perfect. It's all right. Well, Mr. Roger, are there any places or any destination comes in mind maybe you would like to go with your members of the club? Any places comes in mind?
Well, perhaps to one of the islands in the bay, in Moreton Bay, near Brisbane.
Okay.
The old prison island. I've forgotten the name now. But that's just a thought. We've been out to Ipswich lately, and we were offered a chance to go to Warwick, and nobody put their hand up for it. So they're not really very good at travelling much at the moment, I'm afraid.
I'm sure they'll be willing to do so if we could save them a great amount of money of their retail value. We're actually offering 40 to 60% of Trade Travel as well. You mentioned your club members have recently visited Ipswich. Are there any other places you or the members have visited in the past few years? Any other location comes in mind?
Yes, we've done trips on a couple of rivers, north and south, and we have also had boat trips out to sea, whale watching, that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
But I don't know whether we've been very far afield other than those just recently.
Oh, all right.
Well, sorry, I can't help you, but go on.
No, you're actually helping me a lot. This is actually giving me basic understanding of your travel clubs or members' trips options. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future, including short-range self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, or at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trips can be done anywhere from 40% to 60% less than retail, saving you a lot of money. And this is much more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, Mr. Roger, do you feel that some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips if they were in the future, if they were much more affordable?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. I can't say they wouldn't, but so I don't really know because I'd have to ask them, obviously. But right. Yes, possibly they could.
Okay. Well, our research with Probus in regarding to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what members want. How do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing? Discuss it in a meeting or
yes, any proposal? We have put out proposals and they are ordered to some extent by the person who normally arranges the trips, and he doesn't have anything that he's planning at the moment. I know that.
Okay.
So it may happen in the future, but just at the moment, nothing there.
Oh, all right.
So before we go on, then, can I just get the name of your company and,
yeah,
and
sure.
Your name?
Yeah, my name is Ethan with Australian Escapes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, Mr. Roger,
and where are you based? Are you based in Brisbane or?
We're in Ipswich. Yes.
Ipswich. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Roger, working out the travel styles that might suit your member can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours, others like more flexibility and independence. Have you ever done any email of members to find out more about what type of trips they're interested in doing, travel style, budget, and so on?
Yes, we have. We've put that to members several times, actually. And although they show interest, when it comes to actually going on the trip, they don't turn up. So, although we did have a trip the other day out to Bow Desert, we were going to a particular event out there. That's only a short distance away, and we got 57 people on that.
Oh wow!
So,
okay.
That's a busload, 57 up here. That's worthwhile, but that's been the best we've done for a while.
Mm.
And that includes members and their partners or spouses as well.
Oh,
so normally if you have half members and half of their partners.
So the email. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was saying. So the email survey has been an advantage to you and to your members.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
It has been done.
Perfect. Well, Mr. Roger, from what you already know about what members want in regarding trips away, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following, affordability and value for money?
Well, of course, that's always important. So it's got to be about 7 or 8. Mm.
7 or 8, mm. All right. And a flexible travel option to suit your different budget, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that? Different type of styles, travel, suit different budget. I believe that will be important to your members and to yourself as well.
Yeah. Look, we're on a slightly different wavelength here, I think, because we're talking about people from here going away on day trips.
Right.
That has to be fully, that won't be flexible. That'll be pretty well determined. And that's not a bad thing for apparently what people want. Apart from the fact that we can get the bus back at a time that suits us, normally there's not much flexibility because it's scheduled to go on a certain day at a certain time. So flexibility is not something that's going to be important to us, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, are there any other factors, if any, that are important to you or to your members? Anything comes in mind?
It's hard to know, really.
Accessibility, comfort.
Yeah, of course, comfort is reasonable. Of course, normally, I suppose you're talking about a bus trip, going on any other means, or perhaps a boat trip as well. On that, the catch is basically we're talking about people who are fairly aged, and a lot of them are well into their 70s. They're not really interested in having a very long, hard day. You know, they want to have something that's reasonably easy and fairly close. So that makes
right.
it difficult for you to organize something for that, I guess.
So close destination accessibility and comfort would be one of the main things to the members and to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
I think so.
Well, some of the clubs have one or more committee members who look after the travel. I see that committee members on your website that are that you have a person in charge of travel arrangement. Is that still Mr. Harry O'Neill?
That's true. Yes, it is.
Oh, well, by any chance, would you happen to have Mr. Harry's information in hand, or should we be contacting you directly?
If you just give me a phone number, I'll ask him if he'd like to ring you back.
I will could go ahead and do that as well. I have a few more questions before completing the survey, Mr. Roger. Organizing travel plan, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. In your opinion, Mr. Roger, what do you feel that travel organizers need to help you with the most? Comparing different trip options, communicating with members, helping with everything in general?
Yeah, helping with everything in general. There'll always be complications with people who can't make it and so on.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, I think the well, I've never dealt with travel specialists like yourself anyway, so I'm not too sure about that.
Okay, I know the Probus uses trade travel as their destination gateways, and we're actually offering 40 to 60% off trade travel or any other agencies are offering currently. And this is the last question, Mr. Roger. We'd definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know that we can save your members 40 to 60% of their domestic and international trips, even for the day trips as well, making it a lot more affordable. Would you be more open to shopping around and getting a better price on those trips for the future?
Well, it could be, yes, I guess. We would look around and try and get the best price. Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Well, Mr. Roger, I know you have asked for my information. If you don't mind, if you could share your email address with me, I'll definitely go ahead and send you a proposal along with contact information for you to look at and maybe compare and maybe present to the members if you find it suitable. Would you mind sharing your email with me, please?
Okay, it's R.K. Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N. At bigpond.com.
Bigpond.com.
So my name is Mr. Roger Sutton. My surname is Sutton.
Let me verify this one more time. Is R.K. Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, at bigpond.com?
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Roger. This actually completes the survey. I just also want to mention that the Australian Skates, we're the first and the biggest travel club in Australia. We're giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership so all members can access to discount and try us out, because it does to pay to shop around. And this is actually quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting free access to a whole wholesale travel pricing and a wide range of options. And the price is much lower than what your members already used to paying. We'll go ahead and send that email briefly and maybe do a follow-up call with you in the future. Will that be okay?
I guess you can, but I might not be available. I'm stepping down from this office in a couple of weeks' time, so there'll be someone taking my place. But anyway, I could pass that on to him, I guess.
That'll be grateful. And I just wanted to get experience with your experience with the club as well. And this has helped us a lot with the survey. Thank you so much, Mr. Roger, and hope you have a great, wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye bye.